Israel's leadership questions add to the Middle East distraction. A Christian ministry responds. Funds are needed to replenish emergency supplies, and a mission team launches a new medical project in Tanzania. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Israel tops today's news with questions of security and stability surrounding leadership concerns. Peace is one of the glaring issues, but Sat7's Terry Ascott says while media attention has painted the picture of a tinderbox in Israel, the reality is there are greater concerns.
The Middle East is rather distracted by other things, including the hardline government in Iran, and of course the situation in Syria, where somebody's tossed a hand grenade into that situation over the assassination of President Hariri.
Ascott says their programming does not take a political stance. In fact, because they offer reconciliation, hope, and the gospel of peace, they're looked to as an alternative. He describes their mission.
We're trying to give voice to the church. They are part of the fabric of society in different countries like Egypt and Lebanon and Syria and Jordan and so on, and have a role of salt and light to play in those environments.
Next, 2005 saw disaster after disaster hit all over the world. Those disasters have depleted emergency response funds that allow organizations to share the gospel as they help physically. Hope Givers International was hit especially hard. They were forced to open 5 orphanages in the tsunami-hit areas of India and Sri Lanka, started feeding programs in famine-plagued Malawi, and provided food, medicine, and other assistance in earthquake rock Pakistan. Go to Mission Network News.org if you'd like to help. You're listening to Mission Network News. Tanzania is the largest of the East African nations with a varied geography that's as challenging as it is spectacular. It makes getting services to some areas difficult.
We have missionary work that's begun for the last number of years now in what they call the Rukwa Valley, which is a very inaccessible area, especially during the rainy season, and very little medical work in that area. One of the programs that our missionaries are developing with Missionary Aviation Fellowship is how to get a doctor there several times a month.
That's Sam Vinton of Grace Ministries International. He says they're launching a monthly fly-in medical clinic this month into the Rukwa Valley. It's a partnership between MAF, the Uhai Clinic of Mbeya, and Grace Church of Tanzania.
Through this way, you build confidence with the people. They trust you. They know you're there to help them physically, and of course they know we're there as missionaries and we have churches, and so this has opened up as far as the opportunities for the gospel.
Meanwhile, the program is called Scripture Application Leadership Training, or SALT. It's a program that's helping in Papua New Guinea following Bible translation. Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith says SALT is used to help people use their newly translated Bibles in everyday life, including evangelism. He says 400 families are working there.
That sounds like a lot of people, but not in comparison to the amount of language work that's going on there. There are over 800 unique languages on that island alone, about half of which still have no scripture. The others are, their translations are in process.
During 2006, Wycliffe Associates is recruiting up to 150 volunteers to help these workers with SALT.
Anybody that has a teaching background or might have English as a second language, teaching kind of background, those things would certainly be helpful. But even anybody who's been a grandparent and read stories to their grandchildren would be also qualified and able to join these kind of teams.
And Guatemalan orphan girls 18 and older now have a place to start adulthood on the right foot. Buckner Orphan Care International just dedicated its first transitional home for girls over the weekend. Buckner's Leslie Chase says many of these girls have nowhere to go. She says this home will protect them, teach them to live on their own, complete their education, get jobs, and most importantly, tell them about Jesus. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is making available Rick Warren's Ministry Toolbox, a weekly newsletter that helps church leaders guide congregations into better health and worship, fellowship, discipleship, ministry, and evangelism. It's free. Sign up by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.